Here with Davo at Rushden & Diamonds tonight after a disappointing 5-2 away defeat. Davo, tough game tonight for you, especially coming off the back of a 4-0 defeat at Royston. Talk me through your preparations for the game initially.
Yeah, it's a tough game, isn't it? Everybody knows that. We've played the top two teams, or certainly the two high spenders and the two favourites for the league in the space of 4 days, both away from home. Today's a 3-hour journey. Had a couple of lads that were struggling to get here on time, unfortunately, getting out of work and stuff. You know, it's a 3 o'clock leave for most, certainly was for me. I was proud of the lads to get here for a start. And, we've had to pick a team that's going to combat what they do. They're a very, very good team. We had them watched. We knew what they were about, which we always do. And so we come up with a plan which we thought would keep us in the game for a period of time. Unfortunately, it didn't quite pan out that way. But, you know, magnificent effort from the lads to get here and make their own way here. And obviously now they've got to make their own way home. And it's tough. It is difficult for the lads. But, yeah, we all got here. We were missing Rob Carr, unfortunately. We managed to pull back Simba from his holiday, so that was great. We had James Scott back, although, you know, he's been out for a long time, so we had to nurse him through it a little bit. Still, like I said, still without Rob Carr and still without two or three others that couldn't make it because of work as well. So it was difficult, but we're starting to get a few of our players back. We just need to get them back up to match fitness now.
And yet, you say they're a good side, a very good side, and near the top, obviously, for a reason. And they started very well. You find yourself a goal down inside 4 minutes, and then two and three quickly follow, and 3-0 down within 25 minutes. And you must have thought yourself then it's an uphill battle and a struggle to get anything out of the game at that point.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, it was always going to be difficult after going three goals down pretty quickly. Bad goals as well. The first goal was a really, really bad goal. It was three or four errors that we could have dealt with it three or four times. And in the end, the lads nodded in from a couple of yards out. You know, and it's, you can't afford to concede goals like that against good teams. I don't mind worldly goals. I mean, the second goal was a great goal, really well worked. That was a good goal, really good goal. The third goal was again a poor goal, good finish, but poor defending. We've stood too far off, and he's got the shot in, and we're 3-0 down. You think, well, he's staring down the barrel of an absolute beating. So, you know, that was difficult, but fair play to the lads. The character was magnificent, I thought. I'm sure their supporters and their team were probably looking on, thinking, blimey, who are this lot? You know, we're going to win 10-0 here, but obviously they don't know what we're about, and we've certainly got good character about us, and we rallied, we changed the shape again, and we got ourselves back in the game. You know, we scored a decent goal, or certainly, I'm sure they'll say it's bad defending, but we kept the ball alive. Another goal from a set piece delivered in, kept it alive, and Darrell's prodded it in. I think James Scott pulled it back and Darrell's prodded it in, so that was good. 3-1, and then we've shot ourselves in the foot again, gone 4-1 down. You know, they were piling the pressure on it in that first half, and we didn't really do the basics well defensively, which we normally do. And I said it on Saturday that we defended well, but today I didn't think we defended well certainly for the first half. They've gone 4-1. We've managed to again. Didn't fold like a pack of cards like a lot of teams would. We've come again. We've got another goal back, another set piece delivered in. And Chalky's finished it, hasn't he, after it's dropped down. Again, we've kept the ball alive. 4-2. Coming at half time, you think, we've got half a chance. Second half, we started to make one or two changes. James Scott had to come off. You know, we had to nurse him through, as I said, so he's come off. We've brought all of our three subs on, and we gave it a good go. You know, we couldn't just go gung-ho and see if we could just throw men forward, or we'd have got caught on the counter. So, you know, we tried to ease our way into the half, and I thought the second half was fairly end-to-end. Didn't create massive amounts, but, you know, we gave it a good go, you know, I thought it was a good game of football, really. I said to the referee at one stage, he said, you know, you've done ever so well not to fold. Many teams would. He said it's been a really good game of football, which was nice to hear that from the official. So we played in a good spirit. There's some, strong tackles flying in. But in the end, you know, we haven't managed to get the goal, but we had the goal disallowed, which could have made it a bit hairy for them. Didn't understand why it was offside from a long free kick, but anyway, that these things happen, and in the end they've scored a fifth goal, and I thought that was harsh on us. Really, the fifth goal seemed a bit harsh on us in the second half. I thought it was, you know, it was fairly end to end. I didn't really think that they deserved an extra goal in that second half. Certainly in the first half they had plenty of chances, but you know, second half they didn't have an awful lot, and I felt a bit sorry for the lads to concede a fifth goal. So yeah, 5-2, we've played the top two teams, as I said, in 4 days away from home, long journeys, tiring for the lads against two good teams, and you know, we battle on from here. We've played 10 games now, we've got 9 points, we've played 8 of the top 10 teams in the league. You know, I'm not saying things are going to get easier, but they're certainly not going to get tougher. So, you know, our season sort of starts from now, really.
Yeah, you must be immensely proud of the lads as well in the second half. As you've said, it was a good second half. It was end to end, and you were well in the game up until that fifth goal. And if I'm being honest, they maybe looked a little bit nervy or a little bit shaky at 4-2 for spells, especially with the disallowed goal. And really up until the fifth goal, the fifth game kills the game, but you must be immensely proud of the lads for that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, as I've always say, they're a young side, lacking experience, the sort of experience that Rushton have got. I mean, every single one of their players have been ex-pros or ex-leagues above, ex-conference, ex-conference south or north. You know, they're a very, very good team, and we were up against it. You know, you bring Ben Toy on, 16-year-old lad, up against lad Quigley in midfield, big tall lad, and he's half his size, 16-year-old kid, and you know, what a great experience for him. You know, he comes on and he was battling away like he always does, and ratting around the pitch, and I'm proud of them all. I'm always proud of them. They give us everything. They don't get any rewards for it financially. They do it all off their own back. It's costing them money to play football, all them things you keep hearing me saying. But you know, when you look at it like that, against a team like this and a club like this, you know, yeah, I'm proud of them. Disappointed to lose, gutted, hate losing. No one hates losing more than me, but you know, the character is what means most to me, and they do give us everything, so I can't really complain.
And obviously another long trip on Saturday. You're away to Potter's Bar, so that's 3 long trips in a week. How do you start preparing for that now?
Well, we just got to get ourselves home safe and sound, rest up, get ready and train hard. We saw Potter's Bar last week in the Redinshaw Cup. It was a different team to what it will be Saturday, and you know, but we have seen them in league action as well. So yeah, we'll be prepared for that, and we look forward to it. But you know, just one other quick thing about tonight. You know, I've got to say, Rushton, fantastic advert for Southern League football. You know, they're really, really good club. Everything about it, the way they set it up. You know, it is an ex-professional club. You know, I know it's a different set of people behind the scenes, but everything about them is professional. You know, the way that they greet you at the car park, always friendly and nice, and show you to the dressing rooms. The pitch is in good condition. The way that they play, you know, they don't rub your nose in it. They could have done that tonight. They kept playing. They showed us the respect that I feel that we deserved, and you've got to credit Andy Peters for that. He's an ex-pro himself, and obviously he's you know, he's got them. He's got them doing things the right way, and you contrast that to what I said about Saturday's game, you know. And I truly hope that Rushton go on, do good things in the FA Cup Saturday, and you know, represent the Southern Central League in the first round proper. I hope they win through in that, and also, you know, I'm sure they'll go off and do good things this season. But you know, we'll look forward to them coming back to our place, and we'll try and give them a tougher game. You know, try and defend a little bit better than we did today, and we'll look forward to their, you know, return visit. But until then, you know, like you say, Potter's Bar Saturday, Hamwell next Tuesday. I think we've got Beaconsfield rearranged, so we've got games coming up that aren't against the top teams. They're going to be tough games, but you know, games where you think we've got half a chance of getting something. Today, no, by rights we've got no chance of getting anything today. We give it a go. You know, we didn't come here like lambs to the slaughter. We kept working at it, and unfortunately we come off with a tough defeat. But you know, we can't do much more than we've done, I don't think.
Yeah, no, absolutely agree. It looked like a a gallant effort from the lads, and best of luck for Saturday. And
okay, cheers, mate.